Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break Spanish show. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Concha.
¿Cómo estás, Concha?
Yo estupendamente, Marc. ¿Y tú?
Súper bien hoy, porque vamos a hablar de la pronunciación.
Sí, exacto. It's tricky, but we are going to learn it very well in this episode.
Absolutely.
Exacto. So in these weekly episodes, we help you improve your Spanish one coffee break at a time.
If you're watching the video version of this, then you can subscribe to our whole series on our YouTube channel. And if you're listening to the podcast version, then make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Eso es.
So we're talking about pronunciation. In particular, we're talking about pronouncing long words today.
Exactly. Yeah. So when it gets tricky, when I don't know where to put the stress, that's what we're going to be looking at today.
Let's get started. Vamos a por ello. So tell us about this, Concha.
Yes. So we are going to be talking about pronunciation. So how to stress the words. Mm-hmm. So there is one thing that we need to know, and it's that if we see an accent, like the actual accent that we see sometimes on letters, that is an indicator of what the stress is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for example, in a word like café.
We know exactly where to pronounce that accent. Yes, café. Okay.
Yes. And if we look at the other types of words, we have four in total. Mm-hmm. So based on how we stress words, we have four different types.
Okay. Now, earlier, Concha was telling me about the names for these types of words. And I have to be honest, a couple of them I had never heard of.
Yeah.
So you don't need to worry about these names, but we're going to teach you them anyway, because I think they're cool words.
Yes, I like them too. It helps me wrap my head around all the different types and how to pronounce them. So the first type is palabras agudas.
So literally in English, that would mean acute words.
Exacto.
Okay, but we're not going to really focus on that. Yeah. So what are palabras agudas?
So palabras agudas are the ones that are stressed on the last syllable. Mm-hmm. So like we said, café.
Yeah, café. But it doesn't need to have an accent in order for it to be stressed on the last syllable.
Exacto, not necessarily. So for example, if we say hacer, that is also aguda.
Yeah, so in fact, most infinitives will be aguda.
Sí, eso es como dormir.
Yeah. Hablar.
Eso es.
Okay.
Muy bien. So that's the first type.
Yeah.
The second one is palabras llanas.
Okay.
And that is when we take the stress to the second last syllable.
Right. So let's be clear about this. Agudas have their accent on the last syllable.
Mm-hmm.
And then llanas are words which have their accent. And we're not talking necessarily about a written accent. They're talking about the stress, the pronounced stress on the second last syllable.
Exacto. Okay. And a fun fact is that 80% of the words in Spanish belong to this category.
We like that. We like that.
We do. Okay.
So give us some examples.
So for example, caja.
Yeah, a box.
Eso es. So caja.
Yeah. And there's no accent there. Caja.
No. Same as, for example, taza.
Yeah. Taza. But we do sometimes see a word that falls into this category with an accent on that second last syllable.
Yeah. So, for example, árbol, tree, has an accent.
And the reason for that is because it ends in L, then quite often words that end in L will have their accent on the last syllable. They will be aguda, like natural.
Eso es.
But if we want to force the accent or force the stress elsewhere, then we can use the accent, the written accent to force that.
Just to indicate this word is stressed in the second last syllable.
Yeah. So far we've got agudas, then we've got llanas, so agudas, final syllable, llanas, second last syllable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a word for a word that's stressed on the third last syllable.
Yes, which is esdrújula.
It's a crazy word. Esdrújula. And really interestingly, this word is an esdrújula itself.
Exactly, yes.
I love it.
And it has an accent. If you say esdrújula,
yep,
that has an accent. And old words that are esdrújulas have an accent on them.
Okay. So there are, these words are not, obviously, esdrújula is quite a complex word, but there are very, very common words which are esdrújulas.
Eso es. Por ejemplo, música.
Música. So música, a third last syllable pronounced. Okay, so música, música, música.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an esdrújula.
Yes.
And there's an accent on the mu.
Eso es. O, por ejemplo, miércoles.
Another is rújula, miércoles. Yes. So again, our accent sits on that first E in the word, miércoles.
Mm-hmm.
And we are stressing the third last syllable or the antepenultimate syllable.
There you go. That's another fun word for you.
What about América?
América is also esdrújula, mm-hmm, and it also has an accent. So América.
Yeah. So far, we've had agudas,
eso es,
llanas, eso es, esdrújulas, but there is another category.
There is another category, which is the one that we're going to be focusing on today, actually, mm-hmm, which is sobre esdrújula, so above esdrújula, okay, if you will.
So these words, sobre esdrújulas, these are when the stress comes on any syllable that's nearer the front of the word than the third last syllable.
Exacto, yeah.
It sounds much more complicated than it is.
I know. So let's have a look at an example.
Yeah, I think so.
So these words, sobre esdrújulas, normally are words that come from another word.
Okay.
So for example, an adverb that comes from an adjective.
Yeah.
And we were discussing this with Annabelle not so long ago.
Yeah.
And we took adjectives like, for example, fácil,
mm-hmm,
and then turn that into an adverb by adding mente.
Okay.
So fácilmente.
So if we're thinking about that 80% that you mentioned earlier of words in Spanish which are pronounced, which are stressed on the second last syllable,
uh-huh,
we could start to think, is it fácilmente?
Ajá, uh-huh, yes, I know. But because fácil has an accent,
mm-hmm,
then the adverb maintains the same pronunciation. Well, not the same pronunciation, but the stress is still on that A, on that first A.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have the actual accent on the A.
It's written.
So
there,
instead of being fácilmente, now it's fácilmente.
Fácilmente. Okay. And so therefore it's sobre esdrújula.
Exacto. Sí.
Right. So sobre esdrújulas always have accents. Is that what you said?
Yes. Same as esdrújulas and sobre esdrújulas, both always have accents.
Yeah. Okay.
So we were saying that sobre esdrújulas normally come from a word that comes from another word. Mm-hmm. So another example of this is when we have a verb in the imperative, for example.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Okay. So if I have the verb pasar, mm-hmm, in the imperative and I say pasa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So pas.
Exactly. So if I want to say pass me the cup, mm-hmm, for example.
Pásame la taza.
Eso es. So, pásame la taza. But if I want to remove the taza from the sentence as well, I can say pásamela.
Pásamela. Okay, so pásame la taza. So, pásame, one word. La taza,
uh-huh,
a separate word. But pásamela, all running together. That means pass me it.
Uh-huh.
And the pasa,
yes,
has an accent.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's to maintain the stress on that first syllable. Pásamela.
Eso es. Yes.
Because you look at that and you see P-A-S-A-M-E-L-A.
Yes.
And you think, ah, pásamela.
Aha, exactly. But no, we need to maintain the stress that we had in the initial verb, which, mm-hmm, was pasa.
Pasa. Pasa. Okay. Now, I'm thinking of another example. A verb I really like is the verb devolver,
mm-hmm,
to return, to give something back or hand in your homework, for example.
Vale.
So how would we say give it back to me?
Okay. So we take the verb devolver, mm-hmm, in the imperative, devuelve,
mm-hmm,
and then to me, devuélveme,
mm-hmm,
devuélveme,
mm-hmm,
eso es, and then we add the it. So devuélveme lo.
Yeah.
O devuélvemela.
Yeah, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
But the stress there goes where?
Goes in the same place as the original verb, devuélvemelo.
Devuélvemelo.
Eso es. So it becomes sobre esdrújula.
Yeah. Okay. I think we've got a little test to finish the episode.
Yes, exactly.
Go for it.
So first, I want you, Mark, and you viewers or listeners, to form the adverb of the adjective rápido. So take that word and turn it into an adverb.
Okay, so rápido. Rápido has an accent in it.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we're going to keep that accent in it.
Yes.
We're going to stick mente on the end and it will become rápidamente.
Eso es muy bien con la pronunciación. Rápidamente.
Now, I have to be honest. I think until this moment in my entire Spanish speaking life, I've mispronounced that word and said rápidamente.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's very common. Oh, no, de nada. Vale. I have another one for you. So, how would you say the short version of escribe una carta a mí?
Ah, okay, so we're going to replace the una carta with la and a mí with me.
Eso es.
Right, so let's think about this. We've got escribe and then we'll add me and la.
Uh-huh.
But we need to keep the stress with escríbeme la.
Eso es. So do we have an accent?
Yes.
And where do we have the accent?
Escríbemela.
Eso es. Perfecto. Muy bien.
Okay. Let's do one more.
Okay. I'll give you one more. So again, the short version of decir un mensaje a mí.
Decir un mensaje a mí. Okay. So decir in the imperative is di. And then a mí will become dime.
Muy bien.
And un mensaje would replace that with lo.
Eso es.
So, dímelo.
Eso es. Muy bien. With that.
Con acento.
Exacto.
Muy bien. Now, we hope that you have enjoyed this lesson. As I say, I have had a little bit of a brainwave in this lesson, looking at rápidamente and the pronunciation of that.
Nice.
And the key thing here is seeing where these accents come. So if you would like to see the written version of this episode, then head over to our blog. We've included the link in the description.
And if you would like more help with your Spanish, you can sign up for our free email lessons. So just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Spanish.
And you can look out for that next email listen in your inbox very soon if you sign up for our list.
Eso es.
Pues ya está.
Pues nada más. Nos vemos próximamente.
Próximamente.
Eso es. Sobre esdrújula.
Sobre esdrújula to finish with. Hasta la próxima.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.